Actually, we sort of planned ahead for this point, in the sense that I wanted to make some sort of specific changes vis-a-vis Michael's relationship with the intelligence community. You know, partially because that's an interesting way to evolve the story, and partially because it allows us to do a bunch of things that we wouldn't otherwise be able to do. New kinds of stories, new approaches to things, so that we didn't fall too much into the trap of just rehashing the same old, and doing old stories over again, and that kind of thing. And so it really has been like trying to come up with new ways of doing things. And I think, you know, you'll see that over the course of this season. And, you know, the good news is that it keeps it fresh. And the bad news is that it means that it's, you know, in the car on the way here at 6 a.m., I was sitting with a writer trying to work out how in God's name we were going to do this next episode and figure out how the story could possibly work. But I guess in a way, it's good if it's still hard in season 5. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I have to say, these last two seasons, though, I love season 4, and I'm really loving 5, so you guys are definitely doing something right.
Well, we got some really fun stuff. I'm really excited about the episodes in season 5. I think we've got some really fun stuff coming up, and yeah, I'm directing this episode now, and we were doing some stuff yesterday, and I was like, oh my god, this is... What show is this? This is amazing. So I was watching Tim Matheson and Jeffrey Donovan just go at it, and it was unbelievable. It blew me away. Like the crew applauded, and to get a crew to applaud 5 seasons in, that's a big deal. So
yeah, I want to say too, before I forget, I love The Good Guys, by the way. I
oh,
that.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun to do.
My whole family loved that show, and we never agree on anything.
Actually, the guy who did the documentary piece that we showed during the panel just now was a writer from The Good Guys, who I sent down. So it's actually been fun this year, knowing a bunch of actors and people that I worked with on The Good Guys and being able to bring them onto Burn Notice and stuff like that. Because the more people you know, I don't know, it's funny, like, I remember seeing, you see like, oh, those are Joss Whedon's actors, or those are, you know, those are Sean Ryan's actors. And it feels like they have their thing, and I just was really nice to realize, like, oh, wait a second, I get my actors too. Like, that's cool. I get to do that, right? So it's really fun. It's great. Nobody needs to have anything. It's all good. I like looking at your devices.
You talk about keeping it fresh for yourself as the creator, changing up, you know, his relationship with the couch. Do you think that's helped with the actors? Because 5 seasons in, you know.
Part of it is actually with the actors, and you see it with Bruce and stuff, we're 5 seasons in, so they don't, like, the characters don't need to explain things to each other anymore, like, they're all sort of in the game, and so it means that we're just able, different characters can come up to bat in new ways. So an episode that in season 1 only Michael could take the lead on, we can now be like, ah, let's see what that episode looks like if Fiona does everything. Or let's have Sam do everything and Michael's tied to a chair, or, you know, like that kind of thing. We don't really have a Michael tied to a chair episode, but bringing different people in. So like this year is the first year we've been able to have Sharon Gless, like Madeline, do stuff. You know what I mean? Like really, yeah. Episode 2, like, so she's doing stuff, because in the first season it was like, Michael, what do you do for a living? Like, what are you doing? And now, we're 5 seasons in, we can't do that anymore. So now we get to do, you know, at a certain point, she gets to blow something up too. So that's fun. Like,
will we see any more individual character movies?
We'll see. I'm not sure. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, they're fun to do. I mean, it's... A lot of it just has to do with, I have this sort of bottomless appetite for work. So if people say, hey, do you want to, they don't even have to finish the question. They go, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, no problem. But, you know, the big question is just, is there money and is there time? And do the actors want to do it? But if, you know, people are up for stuff, I'm always like, yes, let's do it.
Guys, we have about 3 minutes.
Okay. And only 3 minutes. Better be a good 3 minutes, or I'm out of here. just want to say I love the Sam Max movie. It was really good.
Oh, good. I appreciate that. We worked, what I would say, hard on it. Because if something's too easy to make, it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
That's my theory. A movie that's hard to make is easy to watch. Just a theory I'm bouncing with.
Was it hard getting, you had to, you know, get in shape and have to try to change your appearance to look younger? Was that?
Yeah, it was hard. It's a pain in the ass. Yeah, I can see why I gained the weight, because it's a lot easier. No, you know, you got to turn the hands of time a little bit, so I had to hit the mountains back behind my house in Oregon. I had to hit the hills, because I knew that Bogota was 8,600 feet, and some of our locations were up at 11,000 feet. And just go to 11,000 feet sometime. That's all I would say to anyone here. And just unload the luggage out of your car.
So
have fun with that.
On top of that, Bruce, you said mounts and stuff. Did you have to do any other training for the movie, like firearms?
No, because I've shot pretty much every weapon that's ever... any actor's able to shoot. So that's all pretty straightforward. Done that over and over again. Just lots of dialogue. Matt Nix likes his characters to talk. But if you like the dialogue, so what? It's only like tactical dialogue that's really difficult to do. Colonel, you know, Joe Simpson's coming at 11 o'clock. Take him and the box full of Glocks up to, you know, Baker Square at 11 and make sure Jenkins and Parker are there. Nightmare.
Do you have the whole script memorized before you shoot, or do you, like...
No, these days it's just, you go the night before. So it's fresh, but you got it, because some things happen fast. You don't really have that much time. They're still working on the script, so if you might memorize it, but then a whole new version comes in. So you gotta figure out when to start memorizing. It's a key aspect.
Is it more of a skill now? You can memorize pretty quick?
No, it's worse now. You get older, it gets harder. And I'm sitting there going, God, I gotta go through this. It's a little more like schoolwork now. Before, I could memorize stuff pretty easily. But dialogue is easy. Hi, how you doing? I'm fine. How are you doing? What are you up to? I'm going to the store. What are you up to? That's easy. It's all this stuff where you speak in blocks.
I'll ask this one. Sam Raimi, Evil Dead 4, cameo. Yes.
Not Evil Dead 4. Get that out of your head right now.
Oh.
Right. Remake. Remake. Oh. Remake.
No cameo?
Remake.
Yes, sir.
Remake. And you're still going to get it wrong. Remake.
Cameo, though? Yes or no?
Very likely.
All right. Very
one
likely.
More question.
No, that's all they needed.
Were the
to
Bonitos
know.
Your idea, or are they in the script?
They're in the script.
All right.
I'm just written that way. Sam tries to drink a little bit of everything, though. We mix it up. Mojitos, beers. He's an omni imbiber.
Okay, like all of us here were huge fans of Life. So I just want to say you were awesome in that show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So did you learn anything from that show that you brought to doing Fair Lily?
No. I didn't. Actually, no, I take that back, because on Life, you know, it was such a grind that Damien and I had to do together as far as the content. There was so much of it that it really was kind of like going back to school. And I was constantly looking over my script, memorizing lines, running things. And in a way, that was definitely practice for what I'm doing on this, because my workload on this is so much more than what it was on Life. So I did acquire like a good sense of discipline from there. Yeah.
How do you feel leading your own show now?
It always feels normal until somebody asks that question. And, because I don't really think about it like that. And I just try to deliver the highest degree of truth for the character and you know, within the storylines. And I feel like the rest is not up to me. But there is a lot of responsibility to have your face on something. You know, it's my job does not start and stop with my lines in front of the camera. It's a lot behind the scenes as well.
So what's your advice to actors?
Don't do it. No, you know, here's my advice. It's, you know, and I did a SAG panel recently where I was talking to a bunch of actors, and I just said, you know, when you go into an audition, It's not you against them. If anything, that's your time. You know, go off book, go put on a performance, and if you don't like the way something is, you know, coming across, do it again. Like, if anything, just make that time your time. And to not be intimidated by casting directors, and, you know, we're equals. And I think for some people that's really hard to grasp, because you walk into an audition and it can be so intimidating. But you know, it's an equal playing field for everyone, in my opinion. And also, and this is such a hard one for people to get, and to just be yourself. I mean, it's so cliche.
Yeah.
It's so cliche. But you know, everyone's trying to fit into some mold. I mean, that's what Hollywood does to you. Is, you know, you have I don't know. It was the best example is Friends. You know, you had a show like Friends, and then the next season it was like 18 more shows just like Friends were trying to be replicated. And it's like, no, that was its one-of-a-kind thing. You can't do that again. And I think actors and actresses do the same thing. They try to fit into a Chris Hemsworth or a Mila Kunis or something. And it's like, just be you, you know?